NTSB Air Safety Investigator Heidi Motz and her team barely had a chance to get started at the crash site before briefing the media Sunday morning. She said investigators had not seen the interior of the plane yet, and it would be 10 days before even a preliminary report would be available. But she was sure about one thing.
She is one remarkable young lady.
7-year-old Sailor Gutzler survived the crash, but lost her parents Marty and Kimberly, her older sister Piper, and cousin Sierra Wilder. Kentucky State Police Lieutenant Brent White says when Sailor emerged from the upside-down plane to find help, she was in the middle of the woods with no houses or help in sight.
She'd been scratched up. She had possible broken bones to her wrist and arm.
Sailor tried to fashion a makeshift torch by dipping a fallen branch into a small fire at the scene, but it didn't take. So she set out in the dark. Lieutenant White says she happened to choose the best possible route, though it wasn't an easy one.
There's probably a 12-foot ditch that she went through, like a rock cut ditch or a creek, if you will, and she went through numerous briar patches and thorn patches and down trees.
Sailor covered as much as 3/4 of a mile in that terrain before she found help at Larry Wilkins' house in the Sewanee community. He told WPSD about the encounter.
I heard a knock on the door, and I come out, little girl standing there bleeding, legs and all scratched up, arms scratched up, bloody nose, crying, and she said her mom and dad were dead.
White says it was 38 degrees that night.
She was dressed for Florida. She had on shorts. She did not have on shoes. She had on a short sleeve shirt, but I cannot remember if it was even, it may have been like a tank top.
The Gutzlers were heading home to Nashville, Illinois, a small farming community outside St. Louis, after vacationing in Florida. The girls would have returned to their second and fourth grade classrooms today. Nashville Schools Superintendent Michael Brink says he and other school officials have spent the weekend setting up 6 grief counselors to meet with the children in the tragedy's wake.
Every kid in the school has had contact or has played with or knows the Gutzler girls. And it's just going to be devastating.
Brink is unsure of when Sailor will return. But when she does, he says the K-8 school district, comprised of 560 students, will rally around and support her. Both Brink and the Gutzler's pastor, Matthew Wheatfelt, says the family, who owned furniture, carpet, and tile stores in town, leave behind a legacy of generosity.
We could talk for 2 hours about it. There were not bigger supporters of the school district than Marty and Kim. They would routinely do fundraisers to raise money, help with the school.
Marty was a member of our congregation, as well as his father, and they were both quite generous, helping out where needed and giving of themselves, but also giving their business as well.
Nashville has a factory north of town, but most of the industry there is farming. About 3,200 people live there, some going to St. Louis each day for work. In such a small community, Wheatfelt says a loss like this one leaves a gaping hole.
They're one of the pillars of the community. This is a devastating loss and something that's going to rock us to our core, but we're going to rally around young Sailor.
The funeral for Sailor's cousin Sierra Wilder is set for Wednesday, and the Gutzlers will be laid to rest Friday after a service at Trinity Lutheran Church. A memorial fund has been set up for Sailor at SailorGutzlerFund.com. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.